The story of the Iranian hostage crisis of 1979 is well known. 52 Americans were held hostage for more than a year after militants stormed the U.S. embassy. What's less known is the story of the six Americans who slipped out of the embassy and hid at the residence of the Canadian ambassador. The new film Argo is based on their story and on the CIA's operation to get them out of Iran. Ben Affleck is the film's director and one of its stars. Film critic David Edelstein has a review.
Ben Affleck's Argo is two movies in one. And while neither is especially original, by merging them, Affleck pulls off a coup. First, he gives you espionage with the "you are there" zing of a documentary. Then he serves up broad showbiz satire. For his final feat, he blends the two into a pulse-pounding nail-biter of a climax, and this all really happened. Most of it, except for that climax. The prologue is newsreel style. A female narrator recounts the U.S. role in the 1953 Iranian coup that installed our ally, the Shah, the 26 years of human rights abuses that followed, and the Shiite revolution that sent the despot fleeing to the U.S. and the Ayatollah Khomeini to power. Then it's 1979, and a mob is converging on the American embassy in Tehran. Affleck deftly cuts between news footage and reenactments, along with scenes of personnel inside the building shredding and burning classified documents. Six people, four men, two women, slip out a side door before they can be taken hostage along with their colleagues. In the U.S., CIA agents, among them Bryan Cranston with 70s hair, expressed the fear that if the six, now hiding in the Canadian ambassador's basement, were discovered, they wouldn't be tossed in with the other hostages, but publicly executed. How do you get them out? Chris Terrio's script makes much of the CIA's blunders, from its prediction that the revolution wouldn't happen to proposed scenarios for the sextet's escape, among them a 300-mile bicycle trip to Turkey. Then unstable, maverick agent Tony Mendez, played by Affleck, hatches a scheme by which the six would leave Iran posing as a film crew on a location scout. It's a preposterous idea. But as Cranston explains to a higher-up, it's the best bad idea they have. Argo is the name of a script Mendez finds in the mansion of has-been producer Lester Siegel, a fictional composite played by Alan Arkin. The scene's other character isn't fictional. Planet of the Apes makeup man John Chambers, played by John Goodman, was in life central to this operation.
How about the Horses of Achilles?
No good. Nobody does westerns anymore.
It's ancient Troy.
If it's got horses in it, it's a western.
Hey, Kenny, please? Yeah, it's John Chambers about the Office Space. It doesn't matter. It's a fake movie.
If I'm doing a fake movie, it's going to be a fake hit.
Hey, is 8006 still on the open list? Yeah, I'll hold.
Fade in on a starship landing, an exotic Middle Eastern vibe. Women gather, offering ecstatic libations to the sky gods. Argo, science fantasy adventure.
It's in turnaround.
Can we get the option?
Why do we need the option?
You're worried about the Ayatollah? Try the WGA.
Arkin and Goodman have the only colorful parts in Argo. The six fugitive Americans are like glorified extras, though Clea DuVall is always good to see, and Scoot McNairy has moments as the skeptic with the awful 70s mustache. Scenes like the one in which Affleck's Mendez meets with the group in the ambassador's basement and grills them on their cover story are hard to resist.
Where is your passport issued?
Vancouver.
Where were we born?
Toronto.
Toronto. Canadians don't pronounce the T.
Some comité guard is actually going to know that.
If you're detained for questioning, they will bring in someone who knows that. Yes.
Mary, who were the last three prime ministers of Canada?
Trudeau, Pearson, and Diefenbaker.
What's your father's name?
Howard.
What's his occupation?
Fisherman.
Where were you born?
Halifax, Nova Scotia.
What's your date of birth?
February 21st, 1952.
Good. What's your job on the movie?
Producer.
Associate producer. What was the last movie you produced?
High and Dry.
Who paid for that?
CFDC.
What's your middle name? What's your middle name? What's your middle name?
Leon?
Shoot him. He's an American spy.
Look, they're going to try to break you, okay? By trying to get you agitated. You have to know your resume back to front.
You really believe your little story is going to make a difference when there's a gun to our heads?
I think my story is the only thing between you and a gun to your head.
That scene is a slam dunk. And the film's climax, a series of movie-ish narrow escapes, had me leaning forward saying, go, 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 go. I was annoyed, though, to learn that after all the movie's assurances of realism, from the prologue to photos over the credits showing the actors side by side with photos of their real-life counterparts, those terrifying close calls are all invented. If it seems too Hollywood to be true, that's because it is. And then I thought, if they were going to invent, why not make The Fugitives more interesting, or Affleck's Mendez less of a lump? But my guess is the movie will be nominated for all kinds of awards and make Affleck an A-list director. Studios can do business with a filmmaker who comes on so serious, but has a core of Hollywood shamelessness.
David Edelstein is film critic for New York Magazine. You can download podcasts of our show on our website, freshair.npr.org. And you can follow us on Twitter at NPR Fresh Air and on Tumblr at nprfreshair.tumblr.com. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our engineer is Audrey Bentham, with additional engineering support from Joyce Lieberman and Julian Hertzfeld. Dorothy Farabee is our administrative assistant. Heidi Simon is doing our online media. Roberta Shorrock directs the show. WHYY's chief content officer is Christine Dempsey. I'm Terry Gross.